The Asian population is growing in Texas, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, but flash back to 3 decades ago, Texas wasn't as diverse. A new book tells a story of an Indian immigrant starting his career in West Texas. Dr. Sandeep Mathers, the author of Cowboys and Indian, A Doctor's First Year in Texas. KACU's Joy Banala recently spoke with Dr. Mather about those unforgettable first years and how he fell in love with the Lone Star State.
About 5,000 people live in the West Texas town of Coleman. When he moved there in the early 90s, Dr. Mather was struck by one characteristic.
I guess in a word, it's openness. Everything's open. You know, the land is wide open.
He wasn't used to those wide open spaces. Mather was born in India and trained to be a doctor in London and Houston. Coleman wasn't exactly on his radar, but he was offered a green card if he worked 3 years in their underserved hospital. So he moved his wife and young daughters to the tiny town where he says,
the skies are big and the people are big and open-hearted.
Coleman needed doctors, so Mather hit the ground running. On his first day, a young rancher came to the ER suffering from an allergic reaction. His throat was closing up, and then he stopped breathing.
I was able to get a breathing tube in very quickly. What I hadn't expected was that he was big and the medicines I was giving him weren't enough to sedate him properly. And just as I was turning around to reassure his mother that all was well and everything was under control, he just rose up like a phoenix behind me and pulled all the IV tubes out, ripped out the endotracheal tube, and there was blood and phlegm everywhere.
Sound like an episode of Grey's Anatomy? In some ways it was, but picture fewer people on screen.
Things on television, they're all about big cities like Chicago and New York or Houston, and this was a very small hospital with virtually no backup in a remote part of Texas. And all of a sudden, you had to be the complete doctor and surgeon and radiologist and lab tech and respiratory therapist and everything rolled into one and the specialist because there was no one else. It was just you.
At first, Mather says he was overwhelmed. But after a few weeks, he realized he enjoyed practicing every part of medicine and the patients were unlike any he'd seen before. He treated cowboys, oil and gas tycoons, an NFL star. People were rugged, and they spoke their minds.
And sometimes in West Texas, people would say the truth so bluntly that I would be taken aback. But I learned to respect that, and I realized that I always had admired the people who were unafraid to speak the truth and just say how they felt.
He says it was fun learning about a new culture, but building his medical practice was a struggle. At first, people wouldn't trust a foreign doctor. When he did get patients, most of them were uninsured and too poor to pay. And then, through unexpected circumstances, he got more patients.
One of the doctors had to leave. Another one had a heart attack, and a third one went for back surgery. So all of a sudden, I was the only doc in town. I can't say that I was so good everyone came running to me. It wasn't. It was no choice.
As things sorted out professionally, they became rougher at home.
I think my wife missed some of her friends. She missed her family more. To tell you the truth, I think I had so much fun at the end of it being a doctor that I did neglect her, and I neglected my kids too.
Mother's daughters were 5 and 2, and while their dad's absence took a toll on the family, he says their childhood in Coleman was happy. Dr. Mather says his daughters were quickly comfortable with their identity as Americans. For him and his wife, integrating successfully has been a more intentional process. But with every passing year, he feels more American, and Texas feels more like home.
I don't know of any other country that says e pluribus unum. It welcomes and accepts the fact that there are many different ideas and diverse thoughts, and you can meld them all together and create one great nation.
It's been more than 2 decades since Dr. Mather immigrated to the U.S. Today, the country is still very much dependent on foreign-trained doctors. According to the American Medical Association, about 1 in 4 doctors practicing in the U.S. are international medical graduates. Mather says his story shows bringing in those doctors is good for everyone.
I think, if anything, my example is an example saying that it can work, it has worked, and it will work, and it can lead to some very, very happy times and some long-lasting friendships.
Mather stayed in Coleman for 6 years, twice as long as required for the green card. He says he has respect and affection for the men and women of West Texas. They inspire him, and the purpose of his book is to honor them. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.